I'm Kim, also known as Patchwork Princess. You may be wondering why Dan, or Imran's Cupid, isn't with me anymore. And that's basically that because the podcasts are going to be done solo from now on. He found it too difficult to talk about everything, so from now on it's just going to be me. I am going to put in a warning now that in this podcast we do talk about suicide and self-harming, so if you are sensitive to either of them subjects, I will advise you not to watch, but please do enjoy. Today I'm going to talk to you about borderline personality disorder, also known as BPD. This is a very personal one for me because it's something I've experienced for the last 4 or 5 years of my life right now, and it's basically controlled everything. Okay. BPD is also known as emotionally unstable personality disorder. It's a type of personality disorder, as the name suggests. When I got told I had BPD, I thought that my personality was broken. I thought that I shouldn't be who I am, or I shouldn't be feeling how I feel, or any of that. But my therapist always told me that that wasn't the case. It was, in fact, that my personality was different from everyone else's, so I acted in different ways than everyone else did. I got diagnosed with BPD after being admitted to hospital because I tried to take my life on several occasions. It got so hard to the point that I didn't want to live anymore. I wanted the pain of it all to just end. I wanted it all to go away, but it wouldn't. So it was the only way I could think of out. You'll often get diagnosed with BPD if you experience 5 of these different symptoms. You have to have at least 5 of them to get a diagnosis. You have a strong feeling of people abandoning you, and you'll do anything you can to stop that from happening. You have very intense emotions that last from a few hours to a few days, and they can change very quickly. You don't have a strong sense of who you are or what your point of life is. You find it hard to make and keep stable relationships, making you go from one to another without any space or much of a space in between. You feel empty a lot, like probably majority of your days. You'd probably feel empty. You act impulsively and do things that can harm you. You often self-harm or have suicidal feelings. You have very intense feelings of anger that you cannot control, and when you get stressed, you may also experience paranoia or dissociation. For me, I had them all. I tried to hide who I was because I was scared of being abandoned. So my emotions changed so much, it was like a switch had just been flicked and I was gone from being on this really high, happy person, and I would be so low and depressed, and I was angry. I had no idea who I was. I felt like I was inside someone else's body, watching them live. I was just there breathing, watching the world go by. My relationships were catastrophic. It wasn't so much as me going from one to another without space or time in between. It was more the fact that I couldn't hold on to a relationship because it got to the point where they couldn't handle my BPD or any of my other mental health conditions, so I'd often be left alone. It's only been this relationship that I've managed to stick with for the last 3 and a bit years. I just got too much to handle. I felt empty all of the time. I didn't feel anything for myself. I didn't feel anything for other people. I couldn't feel anything. I stopped eating purposely. Because I knew that if I didn't eat, then I knew that it wasn't going to be long until I couldn't survive anymore, because your body needs food, it needs the nutrients. So I was purposely hurting my body from inside out, so that I'm not sure actually. Thinking of it now, I'm not entirely sure why I did that or anything, because it got to the point where I got so ill that I ended up having to go to hospital because I wasn't eating. I shut my family out as well, so they didn't know anything. They didn't know how I was feeling. If they called me, I would tell them I was okay, I was getting better. I couldn't tell them the truth. I self-harmed a lot. I have the scars on both my arms and my legs to show that. And I tried to take my life in a lot of various ways, no matter how dangerous it was, because I felt like it was my only way out. I just couldn't live anymore. I was angry a lot. I still am sometimes, but now I'm better at figuring out what my triggers are and what makes me angry. I used to get angry a lot, that I ended up pushing people away. I never harmed them, and I never would. I'd never damaged property either, apart from the one time where I pretty much smashed my entire flat up. Nothing was where it should be anymore. It was all thrown across rooms. I would scream and shout, and it resulted in me being in tears most of the time. And then when it was all over, I would just sleep. But when I woke up, I wouldn't remember any of it. Like, after the incident with my flat, I woke up and I could see that everywhere was trashed. I'd hurt myself, but I couldn't remember any of it. At that moment, I was experienced I can't pronounce this, disassociation. I basically disconnected myself from my memories and my feelings at that point. So I couldn't remember anything that had happened to cause my flat to be in so much of a mess that I broke down and I cried, and I spent the next several hours putting everything back to where it should be. Because you only need five of Sorry, because you only need to experience five of these to be given a diagnosis. It's a very broad diagnosis with a lot of people who have BPD, but they experience it in different ways than from you. I feel things so intensely sometimes that I lose control of all my senses. It's the worst feeling ever, but I've now learned to control it. I'm not medicated and I don't go to therapy. I'd learned to cope with it by myself at home. There's no clear reason why people have BPD, and it affects women more than men, but it can affect anyone, no matter the gender. No matter the gender or the background. But researchers believe it's a combination of stressful and traumatic life events and genetic factors. For me, I'm not so sure about the genetic factors because my stepdad actually adopted me, so I don't know nothing from my birth father's side of the family if BPD is a common thing in the family. So for me, it was put down to traumatic life events, and it was basically it was because I was in an abusive relationship with sexual, physical, and emotional abuse for 4 years, which resulted in my two kids happening. And I was made to feel invalidated, like I wasn't important. I felt afraid. I had family difficulties throughout my life. My BPD got so much worse this year. It got to the point that even with all my coping strategies, I couldn't cope. And it basically got worse after my dad died in February. We had no contact, well, barely any contact due to a really bad argument we both had, which he said some hurtful things to me and I said it back, and we never got the chance to make up. So for me, when my dad died, it made me feel like the worst person in the world because I never got the chance to apologize to him or say goodbye. So, oh my God, I'm sorry. So yeah, so when my dad died in February, I didn't grieve, I didn't cry, I didn't feel anything until the day of his funeral. And when the casket got brought in, that my older sister did her speech. That was it. I lost it that day. I couldn't stop crying. I had to leave his wake early. I came home, I showered. The next thing I know, I'm on the shower floor and I'm screaming and crying and I'm pulling out my hair. But since then, oh my God, I'm sorry. Okay. Since then, I've got myself back on track. I'm managing to cope a lot better now, but yeah. Okay. You might also experience BPD without having any history of traumatic or stressful life events. It could be that you've had other types of difficult experiences. With me, nobody taught me to regulate my emotions. I saw my parents regularly behave in out of control ways that it ended up just seeming normal to me that seeing your parents behave in a certain way, it made me believe that that was the normal way of behaving when you're in a relationship with someone or you're married. But that was so wrong and it affected not just me, but it affected my brothers and my sisters in a lot of different ways. Your experience of BPD is unique to you and it will always be unique to you. I'm going to link the Mind charity page below. Mind is a mental health charity and they are there for you when you need help. And they also have a lot of resources and a lot of information on every type of mental health condition. And you can also read through all the information and read other people's experiences of living with not just BPD, but other mental health conditions as well. As I said at the beginning, this was a very personal one for me. And it's always going to be so personal to me and for the people in my life right now. I'll also link the previous video, all my social links, the coping with mental health group, and my email address for you to use if you feel like you need someone to talk to. My email has been very active lately with people asking me questions about things, which I am going to do another video at some point answering all your questions that you do have. Thank you for, yeah, thank you for tuning in today. I know it has been a couple of months since I made my last podcast, so they might not be so weekly anymore. Hopefully it is going to be, but I think my overlay might have to be changed a little bit. But yeah, so thank you for tuning in. If you follow me on my Twitter, I will post the podcast schedule and what the topic for the week will be. So yeah, so thank you for watching.